God's word for our consideration this morning is from Paul's epistle to the Philippian church, to the Philippian people, and I dare say also to each and every one of us who is here at Mount Moriah in Byron. God is speaking these words through the Apostle Paul. And the Apostle Paul begins the second chapter. If you have any encouragement from being united with Christ, if any comfort from his love, if any fellowship with the Spirit, if any tenderness and compassion, then make my joy complete by being like-minded, having the same love, being one in spirit and purpose. Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit, but in humility consider others better than yourselves. Each of you should not look only to your own interests, but also the interests of others. So far, God's word for us this morning, to nourish us, to strengthen us, to guide us in our Christian life as we live as God's people here in the world. So, as we say those words, I want you to think about your life. And I want you to think about being in Christ. I want you to think about a redesigned life. Redesigned. That's a big word, isn't it? Well, we moved into a house, an old house, that Karen kind of wanted in Lake City. One that has character, but one that needs tender, loving care, an update, redesigning. So we move in May of 2011, and so we begin our little project with the bathroom. We updated a little bit with the vanity. We take out some of the plaster, making a terrible, terrible mess. But we get it redesigned. The footprint is still there, but it's a different kind of bathroom than it was. Then we start in the bedroom upstairs. For 5 years, we worked on this bedroom that Karen wanted at the front of the house. And we got it finished. She took all the wallpaper down, and she didn't like the white woodwork. So I had to work on that. Taking one of those sanders, actually sanders and glass and all that sort of stuff, and get all that white paint out of there. A redesign. We put up some lights, or we had the electrician put up some lights. But then the major project came, and she said, at the beginning when we bought the house, she says, "You know, you look at this kitchen now, Scott. If one thing goes wrong with this kitchen, I'm getting a new kitchen." So one day in August of 2015, the switch for the downdraft of the cooktop Gen Air stopped working. So we called the repairman. He came up. He crawled into underneath the cooktop. He took the number down to the part, and he called me the next day and said, "Guess what, Scott? They don't make that part anymore." So Karen got her new kitchen. Redesigned, reworked, put in custom cabinets, and taking up the flooring, we found that there was a fir floor underneath. Beautiful wood, hardwood. Redesigned kitchen. Now, what does this have to do with our Christian life? When we look at our Christian life, when we look at us, we are sinners. We sin in thought, word, and deed. We push God away from us. Sometimes we leave God all together. I remember when I started work at St. Luke's Hospital in Duluth as a janitor. I had to work 3 weekends out of 4. So the 4th weekend was easy to stay home. And so I started pushing God away, out of my life. Until one day, we had a minister leave, and the curate in the Episcopal Church, the assistant, the associate pastor, he brought the new pastor in. The hospital, go on hospital calls, and all of a sudden he sees me, and he says, "Scott, here's our new pastor, our new minister. Why don't you come back to church and see him?" Well, I let it go through one ear and out the other. God had his way, though. Well, I met Karen, and she said God was important to her in her life, that if we got married, we were going to be going to church every Sunday. I said, "No problem." I kind of went along with it. But all the while, God was pulling me. He was pulling me back to himself. That's what redesigning is all about. When we stray, God pulls us back. God pulls us back as he has redesigned people. Because you see, he's full of grace. He's full of love. He's full of care. He's full of compassion. And he's full of mercy. He wants us to be near him. He wants us not to stray. But even godly people have a tendency to stray and go away. In 1984, October 5th to be exact, our daughter was born. And 2 days later, Karen called me because I had a dual parish, so I was coming back. She says, "We got to talk. They found blood in her sputum." Off she goes. Joanne goes to Grand Forks Hospital. And I called this pastor who normally didn't make hospital visits because he had health problems. He'd usually let a vicar come and make hospital calls, but that night he made a hospital call. And he sat with us. And he said, "You know, Scott, Jesus says if you love son or daughter more than me, you are not worthy of me." Or is that a punch in the gut? God wants us as we redesign people, even when we stray, and even when we seem that we're not worthy of him. He brings his grace into our lives. He forgives us our sins. He gives us Jesus' body and blood to strengthen us, to assure us of his love, to assure us of that heavenly dwelling, to assure us that we are his children no matter what. No matter life or death, no matter sinner nor saint, no matter if we're flying high one day in faith and just strong in our faith and our God, and all of a sudden the brakes hit and we fall down into the valley, we know that he's going to be there with us because he tells us that he's going to be there. That redesigned children look to him. The redesigned children are full of compassion and grace and love for others, to help others, to be there for others, giving us an example, giving us a pattern, giving us something to live by, and that guidance to live by. And so as he redesigns us, he gives us encouragement in our life to put others ahead of ourselves. So there's many examples of that. The one example, and I learned from my mother, the one example is that when my dad died, people brought food to the house. His funeral was April 6th, Friday. April 7th, a Saturday, Mom was taking this plate just across the street. And she was gone for 3 hours. I said, why? They wanted to talk to me. Oh, click. So in every funeral sermon, I say, if you receive food from people, I hope it's on returnable plates so that they will return it to you and give you an opportunity to talk. That's putting others ahead of ourselves. Karen has made plum pies out of the plums from our plum tree. And when a new neighbor comes in, guess what? She says, Scott, let's go visit. Let's go introduce ourselves and take that pie out of the freezer so we have something to give. It's amazing what God does through us, using our hands, using our voices, using our feet to go and put others above ourselves. To use that word, joy. Jesus, others, yourselves. That's how God wants us to be. God wants us to show witness. God wants us to be His people that reach out to others. To share the compassion and love of Jesus, the forgiveness, the eternal life that we have because of our faith in Jesus. God wants us to be that redesigned child of forgiveness and grace and love and compassion. In Christ's holy name, amen. Now may the peace of